This is Justice, a Star Wars prequel trilogy fanfic written by Carmarthen and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and is Gen, with additional tags for father-son relationship, canonical character death, canon character of color, Jango Fett's backstory. Summary. Young Boba Fett thinks about his father and conquered Dawn, and makes a vow. Boba Fett had never been to Concord Dawn. He had lived on Kamino for most of his short life. He was genetically identical to his father in every way. They even thought alike most of the time. So it was odd, he supposed, that he knew nothing beyond Jango's occasional comments, quickly covered, of the place that had so shaped who his father was. "My family was killed," Jango had said once, and then changed the subject as he had said nothing. The only family Boba had known was Jango, and he did not, could not, think of losing him. Boba shivered then, despite the heat of the unforgiving Geonosian sun. "There was a civil war, another time." Boba had not been able to comprehend war then. The hunt was in his blood, and he, like his father, understood the complex dynamics of predator and prey. War was another thing entirely. It lacked the cleanliness, the honor of the hunt. "I used to climb trees when I was your age. We had wonderful trees on Concord Dawn, huge eucalyptoids that blotted out the sky." Quieter. "I miss the trees sometimes." Boba Fett had only seen trees and hollows. "I had a brother." That had been after Boba was ill with a fever that no medicine could shake. It had been the only time Boba had seen his father cry. His father had rarely said it outright, but Boba had always known, with the unshakable faith of a believer, that his father loved him. That he was Jango's reason for life, his be-all and end-all. Jango had been different after Zam died. He had seemed older, tired, less the perfect warrior. Boba had never asked why. He had liked Zam, and there were things about his father that he did not want to know. Boba Fett knelt in the sand of the arena, his arms shaking with strain, and held his father's helmeted head. He owed his father that, not to flinch from death. He knew Jango would have done the same were it Boba who had died. Boba touched his forehead to the cool plasteel of the visor and made a vow. He would see Concord Dawn. He would survive as his father's family had not, and he would see justice done. Justice. He liked the sound of that word. The end. Author's notes. I had just bought the Zam Wessel comic book, which is wonderful, and was musing upon the fascinating dynamics between Zam and Jango. Then this hit me. Considering my long-standing obsession with Boba Fett, I'm surprised this is the first thing I've written about him. As usual, I follow solely movie canon except as it suits me. I borrowed Concord Dawn from, I believe, one of the Boba Fett short stories, The Last Man Standing, possibly, and it is supported as Jango's homeworld on StarWars.com, at least for now. The Zam Wessel comic did rather color my impressions of the characters, however. Someday I'll finish the depressing Jango Zam story. Reader's notes. Oh, someone just needs to give him a soft place to sleep and a less terrible backstory. I love my small child. But yes, in a similar vein, considering how much Boba Fett's tragic backstory in Nature versus Nurture and all of that, that makes me love him so much, I'm surprised this is the first Boba Fett podfic I have made. If you've got recs for other Boba-centric stories, feel free to hit me up. Yes, here is my small child with vengeance who is going to grow up with blasters and jetpacks and more vengeance! Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.